everyone, and welcome back to the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast. I am your host, Elisa Bibilonia with 24x7 Security. And my guest today is Adriana Duque from Stephen Douglas. Adriana is the Director of Client Services within the Technology and Staffing Division. She has over 20 years of experience in the recruitment and staffing industry, beginning her career as a recruiter before transitioning into business development, where she has successfully served clients in the South Florida market. Adriana, thank you so much for coming on today's episode.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss looking for cybersecurity talent within the workforce. So Adriana is the perfect person for this. So we can just get right into the questions. So the first question I want to ask is, what is a quality that you look for when recruiting cybersecurity talent?
Awesome. Yes, this is a great question. So there's like two parts, and it really depends on our clients as well. You know, they definitely give us, job descriptions and some of the quality and soft skills they're looking in a candidate. But as my team looks for cybersecurity talent, I think the most important quality in a cybersecurity professional is really curiosity. Mm-hmm. Anyone who gets, you know, basically too comfortable in fighting off cyber attacks basically is outdated, right? So the candidate constantly needs to be very curious and search for new weaknesses and, you know, basically stays one step ahead of the threat, right? So mm-hmm. curiosity is one of the top qualities we look for, but there's, you know, definitely a lot more. For example, we look for somebody who's hungry to learn, right? Because this industry is constantly evolving. For example, you know, getting more certifications, going to conferences, learning about best practices, joining networking events, reading white papers. So somebody that's just really staying up to date with the desire to continually be learning and staying up to date with all the trends and best practices. Persistence is probably another one. It's very crucial in that industry or skill set. And then obviously attention to detail and listening skills.
Big ones.
Yeah, because they're going to be diagnosing problems, understanding, you know, what the executives really want in their cybersecurity plan. So they have to have really good, you know, communication skills, attention to detail, listening skills. Oh, yeah. Adaptability also is another one, because when there's a security problem, they have to act fast, right? and then I think the last one I would think in just in terms of soft skills, right, and just quality of a candidate would be inquisitive. And it kind of goes back to the curiosity, right? Curiosity, inquisitive, always wanting to solve problems. Those are kind of like some of the soft skills. There's also like the, again, bringing it back to our customers and what they want, because they give us, you know, provide us with job descriptions and talk to us about, you know, what they really need in a cybersecurity professional. But most of the time, they're always looking for, in terms of their technical skills, right? Need somebody with knowledge of things like networking and systems administration, some coding, you know, C, C++, Python, JavaScript, SQL. Cloud security is a big one, AWS, you know, everything going into the cloud, the AWS, Azure of the world, sometimes now blockchain, et cetera, et cetera.
And that, those were all great qualities. And I think when we picture a cybersecurity professional, mm-hmm. we might, for lack of a better term, we might think of a quiet, nerdy type of person, but there's really so much curiosity and skill that needs to be had, because there's so many issues that constantly come up. And what you said was a big one, that the industry is constantly evolving. There's always new technology coming out. So it needs to be a type of person that's on their feet, I would say, you know, always ready for the next thing.
Yeah, very agile. They need to almost have like a hacker mindset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got to be in front of the hackers, you know, in front of them and what they're thinking.
Right. So when I used to picture this timid type of person, But now in where I am now and meeting so many professionals, they're very confident, spoken people that are intelligent and dominant. So I think it's very interesting to see.
Yes, absolutely. Agreed.
So another question for you. How do you think candidates can become more equipped for the cybersecurity field? If someone is interested, what can they do to be successful within this industry?
I would definitely recommend somebody to start off with research, because the cybersecurity field is so, there's so many different ways that you can get into it. There's like, you know, from penetration testers to auditing. So there's definitely different lanes that you can go into. But, you know, you can, you know, somebody can go maybe the traditional college route, get a degree, you know, or a master's degree in cybersecurity. There's also a ton, and I'm a big fan of this, a ton of cybersecurity boot camps. That, you know, are out there to your disposal. So I would recommend the boot camps as well, because they're short and they're not as expensive, right? Somebody might not have the, you know, have the financial capabilities to go to your traditional you know, college or university. So these are really good options. And then I would really recommend the certification route, right? A lot of our clients are always asking us when we read a job description, there's either one or two certifications that they're really looking for. And sometimes there's like five, but you can, I mean, there's so many acronyms, right? Certified in CI, I mean, there's so many, CISSP, which is Certified Information System Security Professional. There's the, like the auditor one that I spoke about, the CISA, Certified Information Systems Auditor. There's the Ethical Hacker one.
Right.
CompTIA. I hope I always say that. I always forget how to pronounce that, but CompTIA, Security Plus.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many certifications out there that they can definitely get, and that would really help them in their career.
Yeah.
Even if you, even if, I'm a big fan of TikTok, even if you TikTok like how to get into cybersecurity, even as a non-technical person, they give you just like so much information on any website. But, you know, for me, TikTok is fun.
Because it's right there. Yeah.
It's right
in
there.
In video format.
Yeah, video format. I love the way they talk to you. So I really like that format.
Yeah. And I think, which this could kind of go back into the first question about the qualities. I think a cybersecurity professional to be in this field, it requires a lot of drive, wanting to do all those certifications, having to do more. You know, it's not just you do one and that's it.
Right.
So. Just constantly ready to for the next thing, because there's going to be one, right?
There is definitely going to be the next thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in the in this skill set.
Yeah, because there's always going to be a new technology, a new service, a new product, a new what we can go on and on about that, right? So the other question I have is, why would you say that cybersecurity talent is so important and so needed right now with the times that we're currently living in?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously there's the obvious, right? Cybercrime increases every day.
Yep.
So we are, you know, we need these cybersecurity professionals to protect our data. Right now, I just read a couple of days ago that cybersecurity, there's these numbers are just crazy. 4.7 million cybersecurity professionals, and there's still 3.4 million talent shortage in cybersecurity.
Wow.
I know. I feel like,
gosh, that's pretty crazy when you hear the numbers out.
It is. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. It is super crazy. It's just, you know, it's going to be really hard. I mean, I think they predicted, I didn't write this down, but I think they predicted like the shortage in 2026. So it's going to be like double that.
Wow.
Yeah. So so that's, you know, obviously
that's a big one.
Yeah, that's obvious, right? And you know, I think the number one priority of cybersecurity professionals is to prevent attacks, you know, by fixing potential issues. And, you know, cybercrime can really, really hurt
businesses.
I mean,
and organizations,
not only financially, but it damages their reputation. And
exactly, which can take them down.
Mm-hmm. It could definitely take them down. It affects their ability to do business for sure. I recommend that cybersecurity talent should be the number one talent that or skill set that needs to be recruited in organizations, small or large, right? Right now, doesn't matter how small or big the company is. I really feel if you have a recruiting department, that should be the number one skill set you should be recruiting for right now. Talking to your leaders, talking about your cybersecurity roadmap and what that looks like. And and you know, if I had to give any recommendations to organizations, that they should, you know, partner up with, you know, universities that have a really good cybersecurity program. Partner up with the boot camps. Upskill, you know, current IT employees, right? Because if they already have IT, it's a really smooth transition to go into cybersecurity. So for those people that are out there that have all those soft skills that I'm talking about, you know, the curiosity, the adaptability, good comm skills, persistence, it might be a good area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and by the way, it pays a pretty penny there.
Yeah, and which is a perk for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, partnering up with companies as 24/7 too, or Stephen Douglas. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are more, you know, a solutions company, and we do a lot of the staff aug. So mm-hmm. those are our, you know, good avenues to go when organizations are looking for cybersecurity talent.
And I think something else that's important is just having that overall awareness within organizations. I feel like other organizations, they have their IT department, obviously, but the other employees aren't really aware. It's kind of the notion like, okay, the IT department is there and they're there and I don't know anything what's going on there and we ignore them type of deal.
Which
I believe if everyone was aware, you don't know within your organization who can have that, who can spark that interest, right? And absolutely. Then the talent can grow. So I think it's just important for everyone within the company, no matter what your title or mm-hmm. or what you do, to be aware that this is a growing type of industry, and to be and just being aware is super important.
No, agreed. For the reasons that you said, right, it might spark somebody's interest. And I mean, you might be able to, if you're aware and you're looking out, you might be able to diagnose like maybe a security threat that you can alert your cybersecurity team.
Right. And if you're not aware, then maybe you can cause, knock on wood, but you can potentially cause an issue to happen. So again, that's another reason why the awareness is so important there.
Absolutely.
And I do have one more question. So we did talk about qualities that are great for potential candidates. What are qualities that maybe aren't the best when looking for a cybersecurity talent?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say qualities that are not good. Well, probably the opposite of what are good.
Right.
No, I mean, you wouldn't want somebody that doesn't have like a curiosity mind or that wants to fix problems. Actually, when I think about it, I actually have a lot of the skills. I can be probably a really good cybersecurity professional because mm-hmm. I do have a lot of the skills that they're talking about. If that's not, you know, if you don't have the ability to be agile or, you know, adaptable, I would say that this is probably not the or like to try to solve problems, then this is probably not the area of specialization you should be in.
Right.
Actually, also, you know who's really good in these types of roles is individuals from the military.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that correlates.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, that pretty much wraps up all the questions that I have today, Adriana. Again, thank you so much for coming on the episode today. And
awesome.
Thank you to all the listeners that took time to hear this episode with us. I hope you learned something. And for more episodes of the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast, make sure that you visit our website at 24by7security.com. If you have any questions for future episodes or suggestions on topics you would like to hear, make sure to let us know on all of our social media channels. And Adriana, thank you once again for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.